When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Welcome back from the 420 break. Fancy Brian, my understanding, Congress going to vote on legalized marijuana. Congress voting on it. I mean, we've come a long ways, baby.
Holy crap. What?
Yeah, vote's supposed to happen on the House floor this week. Now, that's not going to legalize things nationwide, but at least it's a step in the right direction. But, yeah, you'd have to get it through the, they call that the Senate, the more deliberative body.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Anyways, back to the Academy Awards. The best, worst, and cringiest celeb reactions to Will Smith's Oscar slap. Now, some were proud of Will Smith in this circumstance, defending his wife in a very public fashion. That is defending one's wife. Now, I took some issue with the fact that he is a significantly bigger guy. You don't punch down, right, Fancy Brian? You know that. You don't punch down.
But then again, someone would point out that Chris Rock was punching down to Jada.
Not literally, though.
Comedy-wise.
Literally.
I'm not, no matter what happens, I'm still never going to advocate for going out and exacting revenge on someone physically. And I have done that myself before, and I regret every second of doing so.
Sunday night's Academy Awards will go down in history as one of the messiest Oscar broadcasts ever, which is saying a lot for an event that makes headlines year after year for just being a train wreck. In case you somehow missed it, in an instantly viral, apparently unscripted moment. Apparently unscripted? Who would have scripted that for the soon-to-be Academy Award-winning Best Actor?
If scripted, it did not work out the way it planned.
In case you somehow missed it, and I guess we mentioned it went instantly viral. Will Smith stormed on stage and slapped Chris Rock across the face for making an inappropriate joke about Jada Pinkett Smith's shaved head. The comedian compared Pinkett Smith, who suffers from the autoimmune disease alopecia, to G.I. Jane from the 1997 Demi Moore film of the same name.
Again,
in case you're not big G.I. Jane fans.
No one cared about that movie then, and they still don't now, and I don't understand the reference. It offends my comic sensibilities.
Yeah, funny's funny, but that was less than funny. Even Chris Rock, in the delivery of the joke, realized it went, you know.
It was bad.
Clunk.
And he's way better than that, too. That's what's sad.
Well, that made me think that he was delivering a canned joke, which makes you wonder who let him deliver a joke about this woman who recently had disclosed alopecia. Like, nobody knew, nobody caught that one in the People magazine or whatever the case may be. I thought this whole awards thing was all predicated on celebrities and keeping up. A little bit more. Hollywood is still reeling from the whole kerfluffle, yeah, I'd say, with countless celebrities and public figures clamoring to throw in their two cents. And while it initially seemed like most people would ultimately condemn Smith's actions as unacceptable, the reality is more complicated. He still received a standing ovation from the A-list audience at the Dolby Theater when he accepted his Best Actor award. What about that, Fancy Brian? Do you give the guy a standing O minutes after he slaps the snot out of Chris Rock?
I think at that time, I'm pretty sure the wheels were moving in that direction either way, and they kind of just, all right.
Judd Apatow, well, his first take, he's already deleted the tweet. Let me read on that. Judge Apatow was one of the first celebrities to offer his take in a since-deleted tweet in response to a Twitter user who commented that he could understand Smith's reaction considering the cheapness of Rock's joke. Apatow wrote, "He could have killed him. That's pure out-of-control rage and violence. They've heard a million jokes about them in the last three decades. They're not freshmen in the world of Hollywood and comedy. He lost his mind." Well, apparently, the knocked-up director was promptly ratioed for his completely hyperbolic statement, which ironically highlights the fact that Pinkett Smith has been a consistent target of mockery for years. Now, this is the author writing. though physical violence is decidedly not okay, regardless of context, to say Smith could have killed Rock in that moment is utterly absurd. What do you say, Fancy Brian?
Yeah,
an open-handed slap. He's not killing anyone.
One, I doubt that he was out of control, because if he was out of control, he would have kept going. And two, it's not like Will Smith has a history of this type of behavior. He's not that guy in general. He's just not. And for him,
Juwan Howard's got a history of this sort of behavior.
But even still, not even as much. But my point is that you can't. Like, think about it. What it would take for you to do that if you're in Will Smith's position? And you know, you think about it. We've made celebrity television and reality TV and gossip columns the most important thing. I don't even seek out information about their family. I know about their relationship, and I don't even try to get the information. You know why? Because I went through a grocery store checkout. It's there every day, all the time. There is an entire industry based on smut and the crap that goes on between people and celebrity feuds and everything like that. And then to have a moment of reality that happens on the stage where somebody kind of gets really emotional and has a real moment, and then you're shocked about it happening? Come on, people. Of course this is bound. I'm surprised it hasn't happened more. Look at who we elected in 2016. You know, I'm surprised this stuff doesn't happen all the time.
People walking up and slapping other people. Did Kanye kind of set the stage with the Taylor Swift and the de-Grammying?
That looks tame by comparison now.
Love to hear from you, but only if you care. 844-967-2789. I'm not saying you should care, but everybody's had an opinion on this topic. I cannot avoid this topic. I've heard about this topic from last night, all the way in on the drive into work this morning. The Whitey Righty Talk hosts are talking about it. You know, here's what's interesting. First take I heard this morning on Will Smith slapping Chris Rock. Right-wing talk radio host Dan O'Donnell in Wisconsin calling it black-on-black violence.
Oh, great job.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
There ain't a white man in this room that would change places with me. None of you. None of you would change places with me, and I'm rich.